This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, the Robert Scott Bell Show is back on. It is a holiday week, if there ever was one. Christmas coming up this week. We are one day shy of the shortest day of the year, so we'll have to be quick on the air today. You know how time goes fast when the sun goes up, sun comes down, but then the return of the light. The light is coming back in the Northern Hemisphere. And one of those bright lights is someone I've interviewed before one time who I'm going to feature in this hour. Her name is Julie Dean Richards, and she is quite extraordinary in the realm of communication. This is an area I love to actually delve into and talk about, not just communicate, but talk about communication, and someone who's got a real great way to teach all of us how to land our communication. You know, it's one thing to talk. It's another thing to be maybe not only heard, but do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? That kind of concept. It's like I give you this information on health or healing, and now there's so much confusion, purposeful in a sense, in the era of COVID crazy and the vaccines that are coming out. We cover it all the time here, but I'm really pleased to welcome Julie Dean Richards back on the program. And I just want to let you know as well, for those of you who catch the notes at robertscottbell.com, the previous appearance or first appearance was on November 5th of the calendar year 2020 on our video broadcast that happens Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific. So if you go back to our November 5th archive, whether it be on YouTube or elsewhere, you can check it out and learn more. But we're going to dive headlong into some really cool topics today. She's found at researchbased.co, and it's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Julie, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. I just enjoyed you so much because not everybody can communicate well, but even more importantly, can communicate how to communicate well. And your passion is clearly there, and you also tackle subjects that we tackle here on a regular basis, which the combination of the two is absolutely exciting to me.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing to talk about, right? We talk about talking, and that doesn't happen enough because as much as we talk every day, not many of us are very skilled in our form of communication and how to get through to other people and get past some of this anger and confusion that's come up in the world.
Yeah, as I said, it's one thing, like if we get together for holidays, Thanksgiving past or Christmas time coming up, and I know that a lot of governors say, don't do it, yet they do it, a lot of hypocrisy in terms of what their language is or communication is, don't do as I say, do as I do. No, vice versa that. Scratch it, reverse it kind of thing. I feel like I'm Willy Wonka right now. So you put together a couple of free PDF downloads from your website, and we'll talk about it. The first one I want to bring up, and we are going to talk about vaccine ingredients and that controversy because it's something we really need to do. It's not being done enough in the media as they try to cover up things. But it's interesting what is being revealed inadvertently, but it's maybe adding more to the confusion than helping people to know what to do. But the issue of rhetoric and newspeak, phrases that are being used, things that are brainwashing people to react certain ways to what's happening right now. And I know, as I said, you've got some things that you've produced since last we talked. One of the things is, you know, the general question of if you're struggling to talk to others. And I think how are we receiving things that are being done to us or communicated to us in a way that is trying to program us, if that even makes sense, the question I'm asking you.
Yeah, totally. And like you said, the guide that I put together, one of them that's a free resource for anyone who wants it, is 5 vital tips on controversial communication. How do you communicate about controversial topics and subjects? And I think these 5 tips are really helpful, vital, just like it says. But to answer your question more thoroughly, I think we need to be very careful about what we take into our bodies. And that does not just include, you know, the food that we eat or, you know, lotions or whatever we put on our body, medications, things like that. That also includes the things that we listen to and the things that we see, because those things have an effect on us. We know that they have neurological effects on us, and they, you know, can, like you said, program us. We talked a little bit about getting past cognitive dissonance and last time, and I used the example of advertisements, how advertising is meant to, the whole idea of it is to get past, you know, your brain firewall, so to speak, and to program your brain to, you know, want an umbrella or a medication or whatever they're selling you. But we also find, you know, these kinds of programming techniques or techniques to get back the past the firewall and to program people in every type of media. And so when I talk to people, I often ask them, you know, okay, give me your opinion or give me a thought. And then we go back and say, where did that thought come from? You know, and we try to trace it back. And when we finally trace it to its origin, I would say 85 to 90% of all the thoughts that we have come from a media source, whether it's news media, whether it was a book, whether it was social media, a radio show, they all come from media. So we have to be very careful about what kind of media we put into our bodies, what we allow ourselves to listen to.
Julie, how do you prepare somebody to uncover or discover that their thoughts are not their own? I mean, isn't that a shocking moment where you kind of break some level of dissonance, perhaps?
Yeah, it's very shocking. And all of us have it, right? This isn't just, you know, these people that I'm talking with, people in my class, right? This is me. This is you. This is all of us. And I think by doing that exercise with them and, you know, taking the time with them to explain, you know, where do you think that your thoughts come from? How do you think you form your opinions? Asking those kind of questions that can kind of break up cognitive dissonance, allow the mind to, you know, really put some pieces together and think. And so I think, you know, just asking people some questions about, you know, where do you think our opinions come from? Where do you think these thoughts come from? Everyone has different opinions. Like, how do you form your own opinion? And, you know, they'll come up with some kind of answer for you. And from that, it's easier to kind of lead back the trail, because I think each person innately and logically, we can, when we're asked that question, we can think, well, you know, a friend told me that, or a teacher told me that, or someone told me this, you know, or I heard this somewhere, and that helps start the trail. You know, you need one little breadcrumb, and then I think it helps the mind to kind of put the pieces together when they're presented with that.
Well, if you've been doing this for some time, whether it be one-on-one or through coursework, you know, I'm sensitive to people that will often fight that reality or recognition that their thoughts are not their own, because we get so attached to those things, even though they're not our own, they become us. We adopt them and think, I've got to defend them, right? And so,
right.
You know, is it an over challenge? And again, that's part of your brilliance in trying to help people to communicate, to find out what is that resistance, where is it coming from, and to get them maybe separated out from it, to see it from a different perspective, to realize it is not them, and they do not lose themselves should they identify that certain thoughts have been programmed into them.
Yeah, it is a really tough process. I'm not saying it's necessarily easy, and I definitely feel that resistance, and you can feel that resistance even before you get into this kind of conversation with someone, just by the way they talk to you and hold their body and the way that they're looking at you about, you know, whatever ordinary topics that you may talk about. And I think it is very difficult not to be defensive, because as we talked about last time, right, that defensiveness is a defense mechanism. It's your brain trying to protect itself from possible danger of that other person. And we really want to feel like we're right, because that gives us the strength to, you know, keep going and to believe in our worldview, which shapes, you know, our schemas that shape everything that we've formed. So we definitely meet resistance. I think everybody does. But I think part of breaking down that resistance within people who are very, you know, dissonant, cognitive dissonant-esque, I think is a really good way to do it is you have to show vulnerability first and the acknowledgement and the value aspect. So when I say that, what I mean is if I am going to, you know, I always say the best way to make a friend is to tell them a secret. Tell someone you want to be your friend a secret, because that vulnerability, that intimacy really opens people's minds, hearts, and it really makes them feel valued. And because they feel valued, they trust you, and then they're more likely to tell you a secret. And so in these sessions, like when you have someone who's very angry, a really great way to break that down is to let them know, like, hey, I know I don't know everything. You know, I know I'm just like you. I know that my thoughts and my feelings, I may be defending some things that I don't really know very much about. And I have also had opinions formed by media, by these other things. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just really curious. Can we have this vulnerable conversation? And I think that really opens the door that I'm not saying I'm perfect and I'm not better than you. And it kind of lets people's walls down so they don't feel as angry. Does that make sense?
Totally. I'm talking with Julie Dean Richards, a conversation this hour about communication. And it occurs to me that if you are communicating something that shows a vulnerability, you know, an experience you've had or something you're unsure about, that it might trigger something in the other person that they're not initially feeling because they feel maybe challenged and they're angry, but they might switch into a form of compassion for you and your experience that takes them completely off a defensive. And now you've got a heart opening opportunity to reach the mind.
Definitely. And if you combine that vulnerability, and if it's sincere, because I think most of us can read when other people are sincere or not. Mm-hmm. But if it's sincere and you also sincerely add, you know, value, right? Like you show them that you value them. Along with that vulnerability, you say, you know, I'm really sharing this with you because I really value you. I think you're a smart guy or a smart gal. Like I think you're just a great person, and that's why I want to have this conversation with you.
And I want to keep going, but we got to take a quick break here. I apologize. Julie Dean Richards, my guest, researchbase.co. You can find it at robertscottbell.com, and we'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I love talking, but even more than that, I love talking about talking. Well, I do today because Julie Dean Richards, our special guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We will get into some of the topics related specifically with a lot of you, what's on your mind. What's in the vaccine, for instance? What's with the crazy responses, the fainting, the fake shots people are seeing? Because I think we're being confronted with, and if you're in this audience, it's not shocking to you to see what's happening, but many are waking up to see a lot of things that used to be they were called conspiracy theories. And we showed a meme on Friday's show, which was very funny. You know, like those lawyer things. You ever see those advertisements, Julie, at night? Like, if you've been harmed by Vioxx, da-da-da-da, right? And then, right. Lawyers will, right? And so if you've been called a conspiracy theorist in 2020, you may be owed an apology. <You know? laughs> There's a lot of the things that were like, well, that wouldn't happen. It's happening right now before everybody's eyes. We were talking about vulnerability. And I'm going to give a brief example of that. We do an Ask Me Anything. They call them AMAs, right, for our Patreon mm-hmm. supporters. And I had a very sincere question about my background, my spiritual beliefs. And I thought, my gosh, this is a place that I feel very vulnerable because I'm sensitive, you know, having grown up in a minority view in a Jewish religion among, you know, Southern Christians that may not have been very Christ-like as they were beating me over the head with a Christian stick of some kind. And yet, I've grown to be very compassionate for people that have a love of Christ and live a godly life. And I had to heal from those wounds as well. So, you know, sharing that story was kind of vulnerable. I felt a little bit, oh my gosh, am I going to be hit over the head again like it happened in the past? But it opened up a great compassion from people that I thought might be offended by things that I might believe that's different from somebody else. So what I'm saying is that what you're bringing up is a very real way to enter a difficult conversation with somebody on something that they might not be prepared to talk about. But by opening yourself up, and yes, it can be risky, it can be scary, but if your goal is truly to communicate heart to heart, mind to mind, that risk is worth it. The reward is so great, because if you say you really want to communicate and have that communication land, it takes an investment, does it not?
100%. And I was going to say that, you know, being vulnerable, the reason we don't do it, right, is because it's uncomfortable for us. And because, like you said, we could get hit over the head again, or we could get hurt by sharing this information with someone. But being vulnerable is key to having true conversations, real conversations with people, and getting through to people. Vulnerability, you know, a lot of people feel like it's very weak, or, you know, they feel very weak when they're vulnerable, but it is such a strength. And like I said before, if you really want someone to be your friend, tell them a secret, you know, because it instills what's called a reciprocity effect in that person when you do that. And they want to repay you for being vulnerable to them. And so they will share something vulnerable. They'll become more open and compassionate, like you said, because you were willing to be vulnerable.
Well, or you'll find out that they're not sincerely interested in communicating, and that can be a harsh lesson too. And we hope that we can hone those skills to know when it's, you know, when it's okay. And again, it's always feels like it's a risk, and it may be in some cases, but more often than not, if there's some level of a relationship that is there, whether it be familial or friend of some kind, that there will be some sort of return, if you will, investment in that regard. And again, I can't tell people to do it, but it certainly, there's the how-to, which sounds like some of these techniques might be listed in your free report, 5 Vital Tips on Controversial Communication.
Yes, some of these tips are. I go into depth, and I'm continually putting out content for people to, you know, keep up to date on how they can communicate about these really red-hot topics.
Well, and this is available at researchbase.co. And by the way, the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So if you don't remember anything, you just come on over to robertscottbell.com, see the show notes for today's broadcast, and there'll be a link to get to that report, which is free. You just put your name in there, your email, and you can get that for free. So, folks, don't think that everybody's born just knowing how to communicate. It'd be great. I mean, we'd be a lot better off if we were, but many of us have had to learn, or maybe we knew initially and we were hurt in some way, shape, or form, and we shut down to that communication. So overcoming the past sometimes is part of the dilemma, you know. But if you have a sincerity in wanting to reach out and communicate and be received, and also be able to listen, that's one of the great gifts. If you're willing to listen to others, it's not just about what you have to say, but being open to hear from others and then finding out that they are heard maybe for the first time in a long time, and suddenly it's a spiritual event that occurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Julie Dean Richards, and we'll also talk about some of the controversies happening out there in front of our eyes in the news media about the so-called new COVID vaccine as well. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The deal on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package is in sight after an 11th-hour agreement Saturday, clearing the way for Congress to vote at any time now. The bill includes a fresh round of bailouts for businesses, schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction, along with a $300 weekly increase in unemployment benefits and stimulus payments of $600. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urged his colleagues to seal the deal.
The American people cannot feed their families or pay their bills with Congress good faith discussions. They need us to act. We need to conclude our talks, draft legislation, and land this plane.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is optimistic that final approval is near.
I believe there is good faith from all four corners of congressional leadership to finalize an agreement very soon.
USA Radio News. President Trump is heading back to Georgia. He tweeted today that he will visit the Peach State the day before two Senate runoffs in January that will determine control of the Senate. Trump saying, as badly as we were treated in Georgia by the Republican governor and secretary of state, we must have a massive victory for two great people. Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue faced two Democrats on January 5th. President Trump has said repeatedly that he won Georgia. Pete Buttigieg, former South Bend, Indiana mayor and nominee for Secretary of Transportation in President-elect Joe Biden's administration, on CNN's State of the Union, says the American people have spoken.
I just hope that across the party and across the country, there's an understanding about how important it is that we remain committed to democracy. It is the cornerstone of what it is to be American, and we have got to get back to that.
In his nomination, Biden called Buttigieg a patriot and a problem solver who speaks to the best of who we are as a nation. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I feel like this is another special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show on a topic we don't often hit head on, and that is communication. And, you know, if I think about root words of communication, it's to commune with. And I think of it in terms of a spiritual sense, to commune with God, for instance. And yes, we can communicate to God, but how often do we actually listen? And it's the same thing when we talk about our friends or family members. We can attempt to communicate, but do we then just shut our ears or our heart or minds from what they really are trying to say as well? And so we're having to get out of awkward to really go deeper in this context. And I think that it would manifest not only interpersonally, but then we'd start seeing it better out there in the real world, if I can call it the real world, beyond our intimate relationships, that we would see people interacting and communicating better everywhere if we would start with ourselves.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Robert. And I think, you know, having looking inward at ourselves, we often, I think every human thinks that they have truth, and every human wants to feel like they are right somewhere. And because of that, it's very difficult sometimes to look at our own selves and say, okay, I have to be a better listener. Even if I disagree 100% with what the other person is saying, I need to let down my walls and listen. And I think we also have to think about listening as very strategic. And I don't say that in a calculating way, but listening is what really allows you to get through to somebody else. You know, if you don't listen, you're not going to pick up on vital clues that you need to be able to communicate with that person to reach them, you know, because there's so much they're saying, more than just their words, that you can only pick up while you're really listening to them. And you won't be able to catch little phrases that maybe you can hold on to and play off of, and you can find things that you are alike in, things that you are similar in, and you can use that to help, you know, make the conversation flow more easily and help them feel like they can communicate with you and trust you and that they will listen to you. You know, if you want that kind of respect, you have to give that kind of respect.
Well, Julie, we started talking about media, you know, how our thoughts may not be our own and how we're being programmed. And I think related to this, it's like, what are they telling us? Do not gather together in groups. Don't get together with your family. It's sort of like the opposite message from everywhere else is don't talk to one another. And I think they're afraid if we do, we might learn some things that aren't what they're trying to program us to believe. Maybe that's one of the reasons. But we have to overcome a lot of programming to get to this point, even as we're talking about it, to go, my gosh, yeah, that really is an issue in my life.
Yeah, I think that's a really big thing that we each have to overcome and realize. And, you know, we often, and I think this is a big issue that we face, and on all sides, every person faces, is that, you know, these days our attention spans are so short, as we were talking about listening. You know, we may not realize that we're being programmed. We may not realize the issues just because, you know, many of us may just be listening. Oh, I'll listen to 1 or 2 minutes, or I'll listen for a second, or you just see something, right? You see like, oh, but here's a headline. You read the headline, or you read one comment or something like that. And you're not really diving into the subject. You're not fully reading. And so you don't realize all of these repeated messages that you're getting. You're getting repeated messages. And I think that's something we all should really flip on our light switches and start listening for. Because anytime something is repeated, that is meant for programming. That is meant to get into your brain, because repetition is one of the biggest ways that you can really pound into someone and get them to believe what you want them to believe. And there was a study done in Russia, and in Soviet Russia, and they would play, you know, they found that if they played the same message for every day for 2 months, it just took 2 months, just one phrase, literally one phrase, that people would believe it no matter what. Like, even no matter how crazy the message was, after 2 months, people would believe it. And that is how powerful repetition is. We really need to think about what kinds of phrases we're being told, what kinds of, you know, things, rhetoric that we hear often, and why is that being repeated? Why are people wanting me to know these facts, you know?
Yeah, do we want to be the effect of other people's belief systems programmed into us, or would we like to be more engaged in being the cause or a co-creator of something that we genuinely want, as opposed to what we fear? And a lot of what that message is coming from others or media sources is a fear-based message in repetition. And you pointed it out. And even bigger is, who was it that said the bigger the lie, the more easy it would be to believe?
That sounds like a Thomas Oh, not Thomas Paine, I was going to say. But who wrote Huckleberry Finn? Mark Twain.
Yes.
That sounds like a Mark Twain quote.
Or even a Goebbels scenario, right? You know, make the lie bigger, and it's even more believable for people that it's repeated to. Now, I want to remind everybody that in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, we have links to Julie Dean Richards' site, which is researchbased.co, and there are two gifts that you can get for free today. One we've already mentioned, 5 Vital Tips on Controversial Communication, and this is the one maybe many of you have been waiting for, and it's everything you need to know about the new COVID vaccine. I don't know if that's the exact title, but it's pretty enticing. It's like, yeah, I think we need that.
It is everything you need to know. It's all, not just the basics, but pretty much, you know, all the need to know things. And just so you know, I have spent time for people who are thinking about downloading this PDF or looking at this information. I've spent time, I've read the whole 92-page FDA document, listened to all of the presentations, and I've been collaborating with chemists, multiple chemists, and a biophysicist who actually, he works in making vaccines, and he does the antibody testing for them on his computer, and I have been working with them to make sure that this information sheet is exactly, you know, accurate, everything you need to know. And I have sources to everything that I say there. So I think it's something you might want to have on hand.
Well, I absolutely. And I'm going to download it as well. And I want everybody to do so. So the question is, before people all download it, maybe you could reveal a few of the, you know, critically important things and they can learn more and see how it's obviously resourced and even validated with other scientific, peer-reviewed articles, literature, or actual factual statements made to the FDA.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to do that. I think, you know, most everything that I have put in there comes straight from the trials because, you know, it is the primary source. And so we need to be looking at the primary sources every time we look at research. As you know, my background is in research. I've been working for research for almost 7 years now. And I've been very carefully analyzing, you know, not just the data, but the study design. And I am constantly updating it. So right now I'm in the middle of an update to add the ingredients that we know from the Pfizer vaccine, which the insert just came out a couple days ago. And I have been working, like I said, with a couple of chemists and a physicist to understand what exactly do those ingredients do and why are they doing that in the vaccine. So I think one other thing that I am updating as well is oddities in this study design. And before I talk a little bit about ingredients, I would like to talk about one oddity that I think stands out in this study more than others, and that is one stipulation for participants, and that was that males in the participant were forbidden from donating sperm or having unprotected sex throughout the trial, and not just throughout the trial, but for 2 months after the trial. And this is a very interesting stipulation. We don't usually see this happen in vaccine trials in the past. Of course, women were also asked to be on birth control, not to have unprotected sex as well. But the stipulation on men is quite interesting and is quite odd for a study. And it does beg some of the questions people have been asking about fertility and, you know, even about some of the proteins and the spike protein seeming very similar to the placenta material.
Well, we're looking at the concern that they have for pregnancies, obviously, and perhaps it's a birth defect issue or something else. I'm not sure. But to not donate sperm so that others use it, what are they suspicious of it impacting? How are they impacting? Do they have any knowledge of it, or are they just suspicious that it could be impacting that area of function and production?
Yes, I obviously I can't say for sure. I haven't talked to the study authors myself, but I think that, you know, this could be seen as maybe an abundance of caution in case there are birth defects coming from, you know, the male side, although I think it is quite interesting, the inability to even, you know, donate sperm is very fascinating to me. It's something we really don't see usually.
Yeah, and if it's an unusual, as you say, an oddity in a study design, I know there are others as well. When we covered Peter Doshi's revelations in his peer-reviewed article about the study designs on all the studies for new COVID vaccines he could find, he found that they were, none of them were designed to find out if they would reduce or eliminate transmission of the so-called SARS-CoV-2, and none of them were designed for the most severe manifestations that would result in hospitalization or death. And I thought, well, what's the point then? If you're talking about vaccines to prevent mild symptoms?
Yeah, I thought that was very fascinating. And, you know, if I'm honest, most vaccine studies are not very, you know, set up to capture true adverse events or, you know, very severe adverse events. And this one as well follows in suit with that. And I think it's very, you know, even if you feel very confident in the ability of vaccines to do their job, we always need to be open to the possibility of, like you talked about, horizontal transmission or the ability of getting vaccinated and then being able to shed or pass, you know, that disease to somebody else. However, by skipping these things, we really aren't able to make a full informed decision about safety and efficacy.
You're right. We'll talk about some other oddities as well as the FAA's imperative that pilots not fly within 48 hours of the new COVID vaccine by Pfizer. We'll be back wrapping it up this hour with Julie Dean Richards here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In addition to our Sunday broadcast live on GCN or home of broadcast radio syndication, 2 hours a day, 5 days additional, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific. Come on over to robertscottbell.com. Archives available in many places. There's a listen tab, so you can listen live, what we call archive 24/7. It'll audio and podcast, but you also have video options as well. Julie Dean Richards has been my guest this hour. She's fascinating, very well established in you know, teaching others how to communicate. And I love the insight she's bringing, including the intense study of what is going on right now with all this COVID vaccine stuff. We just learned a stunning aspect of the study design for men particularly. Are there other oddities? And by the way, again, I'm going to encourage everybody to download the PDFs for free. We'll get to that before we're done. But any other things that jump out that people want to go, well, I need to know more about that?
Yeah, and I think one of the big things everybody wants to know is about the ingredients, right? The ingredients just dropped this week for the Pfizer vaccine. And while we're still analyzing some of these ingredients, one that is of note and that people should be aware of is the polyethylene glycol. And polyethylene glycol, if you know the Environmental Working Group and use their app, you can look it up from them. But, you know, it's about a 3 on their app, which means that most of the time it's an okay ingredient, but it does have some properties that should be that are concerning. And through further research, what we have found is you know, that this polyethylene glycol, or PEG as it's often found, is highly allergenic. Like, it's highly, in some ways, for most people,
it could be toxic. It could elicit a lot of allergic reactions from people, which, you know, we may be seeing with those two cases in Alaska, the two healthcare workers who had really bad anaphylactic reactions with no history of anaphylaxis or allergens. So the polyethylene glycol is a concern, and it's also a concern because the idea of polyethylene glycol, what it does is it allows other agents to sink into the body, to get into the body. So usually we see this in lotions and makeups, and the idea is to, you know, get the cells to allow more color in or allow other things in. It's also used as a hydrogel, and which is probably the case here. And it's interesting that it's in there because it may be allowing more things to sink into your cells. And, you know, those could be good things, bad things. Most likely it's for the mRNA, right, to sink into your cells. But it is something to watch out for.
Well, and also the difference between ingestion and topical use and injection in terms of pathways of interaction with PEG. And, you know, when they've warned folks about allergies, which came out, they're also backtracking and go, well, it's only if you've had an allergic reaction to a previous vaccine. They try to, you know, minimize the severity. And I think they have no way to predict who's going to be the actual responder in a hyper or anaphylaxis way.
Yes, that's very true. We don't always know, especially with something so new, you know. And I have personally, I have reviewed many, many vaccine inserts. I have never seen polyethylene glycol or, you know, all these fatty lipids that are being used in the vaccine. I have not seen them used in a vaccine before. So the idea that we know what they're going to do is kind of a silly idea because we just don't. We haven't used them before.
Well, and they're asking questions like, we're trying to figure out why people are reluctant. Why do people just not take it? It's like we're talking now healthcare providers, frontline providers, firefighters, emergency medicine technicians. These people were all on board with vaccines prior to this for the most part, and now they're even reluctant, and they're scratching their heads going, I wonder why.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing that they're scratching their heads wondering why? Well, we have so little information on something that's so new.
Well, I think they can get a lot more information from you, my friend, Julie Dean Richards, at researchbase.co. We have the links directly to the PDFs that you can get for free, everything you need to know about the COVID-19 vaccine, as well as five vital tips on controversial communication. We're out of time for this hour, but Julie, a really great time with you on the air, and I'd urge people to go back to our previous interview, which is available in many archive ways at robertscottbell.com. That first interview happened way back in November, November the 5th to be precise. So remember the 5th of November. There's a great day to be on board. So, Julie, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, and remember, y'all, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal and communicate is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.